Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack. Now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week three of football's in the books. It's time to get ready for week four. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week four, DraftKings Sportsbook, it's bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this deal. Here's how it works. You place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash $100. You can't pass that up. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Again, that's pick any team during week four. You bet $1 on them, and you win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And it is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante in with Greg Pickle. Greg, we got to start the show with recruiting. And on last Friday, there was a familiar story when North Carolina three-star offensive tackle Diego Pounds selected North Carolina over Penn State. As recently as a week ago when you and I spoke, the feeling was Penn State was the favorite. What happened?
Yeah, well, you know, Jim, obviously I think Penn State was in a really good position. A lot of people felt that way, even leading up to decision day. I mean, even as recently as last, like, Wednesday and Thursday, it looked like a surefire thing that he was going to come to Penn State. The Lions offered him in March. North Carolina waited until early August to pull the trigger, and a lot of people believed that was going to be the difference maker for for Penn State. But ultimately, he decided that he wanted to stay close to home and he wanted to play for the in-state Tar Heels. And look, that's just been something that's impacted Penn State quite a bit recently, it feels like, more so than in years past, is that they're in position to get these guys. Think back to DeHon Moore, and that felt like one Penn State was going to win until they didn't. In this particular case, I think it just happened to be that, you know, North Carolina was able to overcome the fact that it waited so long to offer an in-state kid by showing him why it was worth staying home and staying in-state. And Penn State, again, I think, loses out big time because it's not allowed to host visitors. So, yeah, James Franklin said that him and his staff weren't getting the job done in this cycle. This is just the latest example of that. And, I mean, you can make all the excuses you want, but ultimately, it's been a major, major, major struggle in this class, and that didn't change last week.
Greg, each individual recruitment is different. And if we look at the players as individuals, when you talk about Nolan Rucci, the difference seemed to be his brother playing in Wisconsin. In fact, our own Ross Tucker told us, and he knows the Rucci family, that they said James Franklin and his crew did as much as they possibly could recruiting. They did everything right, but just could not overcome that factor, the brother thing. With Pounds, it's pretty obvious staying home in North Carolina. He has friends on that team. So you could justify any of these things individually. But looking at the big picture, as you said, this has happened over and over again. Is there any common thread in 2021 as to why they just have not been successful?
Yeah, to me, it's just, again, I hate to be kind of so vague about it, but I think that the problem is that they, for any number of reasons, are not being able to, they get leads in a recruitment and then they can't sustain them. And I do think that not being able to have kids come to campus to visit is a major reason why. And now look, I know that some guys have been able to come on their own dime and they can tour campus and maybe they can stand outside the practice field and watch a little bit through the gates, but it's just not the same experience as when you're allowed to have contact with the coaches. That's the only thing that you can really point to and say this is a constant theme. These guys, Penn State was in a good place for, then somebody else got them on the phone or whatever and really blew them away by recruiting them well electronically, which isn't to say Penn State can't recruit well electronically, but I think James Franklin said it's just different at Penn State in a lot of ways. You just have to sometimes be there and see it and experience what Penn State and State College are all about. And when you can't do that because of the dead period related to the coronavirus pandemic, it's going to make you give up some leads and recruitments that you had and lose out on some guys that you thought you were going to land. That's the only one consistent thing I could think of. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if they can get it going here. I know they just offered another offensive lineman. I really am not sure how to pronounce his name, but we'll give it a shot. So certainly they're not giving up. They'll leave no stone unturned in this class. But I think you and I talked about it last week, Jim. You know, if there was a year where it was, you know, if you were going to miss out on some guys and you had some extra scholarships for the next class, I mean, this isn't the worst year for it. But that's also a very weak silver lining to the fact that Penn State has missed out on a lot of the guys that won it in what was already supposed to be a pretty small class. I mean, they've done well so far with some of these guys. But, you know, again, the phrase James Franklin used was they're not getting the job done, and that has continued.
And we will get to the question of where they go next in this recruiting cycle. But how much will it come into play, the idea that none of the players from this season get charged a year of eligibility? In other words, those, what was it, 27 or so, or 29, however many recruits they brought in last year for who are true freshmen this season, will be true freshmen again next year. So you have a situation where, you know, they brought in, what, 4 or 5 wide receivers in the last cycle. Those kids are still true freshmen. So does that make this a little bit better, that if there was ever a year to not recruit a large number of players, to not succeed, this is probably the best year, partially because of that?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt. And that's one thing that's going to get tricky with the numbers, Jim, is that you don't know how many of your guys, I mean, obviously it's going to have an impact for years to come. Well, you mentioned the one side of it, which is that the true freshmen this year are going to be true freshmen next year. But what about the guys who are fifth year seniors who are going to be eligible to come back for a sixth year if they want to? I mean, there's going to be some delicate and hard conversations at the end of this year, because there are probably some guys who think that they'll be able to rise their draft stock, lift their draft stock up even higher if they come back for one more college football season. But you might not have room for that guy, or that guy might be at a position where you're ready to turn the page and move forward. So yeah, that's going to be a challenge. But, you know, again, yeah, I mean, you don't want to, I don't think you, it's a tightrope walk, right, for us at this point, because I don't think you want to sit here and say that, oh, it's good they're losing out on all these key targets that they want, because that'll help with space. I mean, obviously, if they didn't want these guys, they wouldn't have offered them, they wouldn't have kept recruiting them. So that's the big negative. But yeah, again, I mean, I think in a perfect world, you would have got your handful of Plan A guys and just been done with it. Maybe take 16, 18 recruits and that's it. But they were all the guys that you wanted, not late offers or kids that you offered and, you know, only offered because you had room to work with, because you missed out on a bunch of other guys. So yeah, I mean, look, it's going to maybe work out okay in the end, but certainly it's not, it's not the preferred situation to maybe have some extra space just because you can't land so many of the top guys that you wanted. But there are still a few out there. You know, Derek Davis Jr. is obviously one of them, George Rooks, and we'll see what other offers they send out. But yeah, they just haven't been able to get it done. And I don't see that changing, Jim, really, until the season starts. And if they start hot, maybe they beat Ohio State, maybe some things start turning in their favor. But right now, they just don't have the buzz on the 2021 recruiting trail that James Franklin usually has at this point of a class.
Well, you mentioned Derek Davis again, as we mentioned last week. Pretty quiet on that front. You don't hear very much. The couple other names that I've heard just brought up, Elijah Judy, decommitted from Georgia. He's a 4-star defensive end from Philadelphia. Most of the crystal balls point towards, I believe it's Texas A&M. Does Penn State have a shot there?
I mean, look, I think obviously with Deion Barnes now on Penn State staff and with a guy like Ken Talley in the class of 2022 recruiting other players, including Elijah Judy, that there's always going to be a shot for that door to stay open. But again, when you talk about maybe getting into some recruitments that you can't really say that you're in otherwise, that's one of those ones where, hey, if you start winning out of the gate, if you beat Ohio State and you have some real buzz and some real hype around your program as November comes and goes and we get closer to signing day in December, then yeah, to me, something like that becomes very possible. But if you stumble out of the gate, if you get blown out by Ohio State, if things aren't going well, then that's probably not going to be the case. So that's why I do think that if this is going to change for Penn State in this class, the biggest way it can do that is by, again, starting hot, getting in a good position in early to mid-November to really say to kids, look, we know that we can't host you on campus, and we know that this may not be the ideal recruitment, but look at what we can do on the field. Look at how much we can do for you at the position that you play for. We'll get you ready to not just be good academically and off the field and all that, but we'll get you ready for maybe the NFL too. And I think that's a pitch that if you're winning, you can use, and you can show kids, look, here's how Phil Troutwine can develop linemen. Here's what Kirk Sharaka's offense looks like. Here's why Taylor Stubblefield was the guy for the receivers. Here's, you know, the reasons John Scott Jr. is going to get you to the next level. I mean, they just don't have any tape to show these guys right now, and they can't host them on campus to get that part of the equation, the box checked off. So what do they have to sell right now? Obviously there's been success. There's a very good roster. They're a top 10 team. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like there's nothing for Penn State to work with at this point, but a lot of the things that they really thrive on in terms of selling points, they just don't have a lot of it right now because there's been no practice, no games, and no chance to host kids. So again, I think that the biggest way, and this is an obvious statement, but the biggest way you can turn this thing around is by starting out hot in the 2020 college football season and see where the chips fall from there.
No matter what, it doesn't, even with the hot start, maybe they get a couple players that they could draw in once the season starts. But you pretty much have to look at this recruiting cycle. I don't want to say a lost cause or a lost class, but at what point do you just say, all right, this happened, things didn't go our way this year, let's keep the focus on 2022 class where we already had a fast start?
Yeah. And so, you know, again, I think that I don't think you're going to see, remember how Penn State in the last couple of cycles, they'd grab a kid or two here or there. I mean, obviously it worked with Journey Brown a couple of years ago, but for the most part, the guys they take in like late January, early February, right before signing day two, you haven't seen a whole lot of production out of guys like that. I don't see that being the case here. You try and get your plan A's during the signing day one, maybe a guy or two before signing day two if somebody's waiting to decide. But ultimately, yeah, I think you're saving as much as you can for the next class.
All right, that's it for quarter number one. Stick around. In quarter number two, Greg is going to give us his way too early prediction on how this season's going to end up. Stay tuned.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout.
If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook, you don't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. Pick any team during week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.